mountains growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
We will drive some of Wisconsin's scenic back country roads this hour, and we'll celebrate the state's rustic roads. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, October 11th. This is the 40th anniversary of Wisconsin's Rustic Roads program, and last week was proclaimed Rustic Roads Week in Wisconsin. This is also the perfect time to drive on them to take in some of Wisconsin's fall splendor. So we hope you will join in this Rustic Roads edition of Tell Joy Where to Go with your favorite Rustic Road drive at 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Jane Carolla. She is the Scenic Byways and Rustic Roads Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
What is a rustic road?
A rustic road is a lightly traveled rural road that has something outstanding or interesting about it. When folks call me, I often ask them, if I were new to your community and you wanted to take me for a drive, why would you take me down this road? And if they can give a description of, oh, there's a wonderful canopy of trees alongside the road, some interesting rock formations, a great agricultural view, chances are they might have hit upon a candidate for a rustic road.
Wonderful. And we do have so many beautiful drives in Wisconsin. How many rustic roads do we have?
There are currently 114 roads. They are found in 59 counties. And the total mileage of that rustic road system is 663 miles.
And how does a road get designated a rustic road?
That is a good question. It is really a state-local partnership. So even though the Rustic Roads program is run by the state, the roads have to be identified either by citizens or local governments. And what is needed is a resolution supporting resolution from local governments supporting that designation to become a rustic road. And once we have the application, there is a 10-member volunteer board that reviews those applications and acts on them.
And then one of those brown and yellow signs is put up if it's
that
accepted?
That is correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because I do see those all over the place. So, as you mentioned, 59 counties. I wonder who we'll have to hear from some people in counties that don't have their rustic roads and get some in those counties. What is the point of this Rustic Roads program?
It was conceived in 1973, and the purpose was to preserve what remains of Wisconsin's scenic, lightly traveled country roads for the leisurely enjoyment of bikers, hikers, and motorists.
So it's to preserve, and then so what does
preserve and identify?
Yeah.
The preservation part is, I say that rustic roads is a good first step because there, whatever land use and zoning currently exists within the community would also apply to the rustic road. There's no additional. But having rustic road designation does give a local government the option of keeping the road in its more narrow configuration if there is, you know, if they're assured that it's lightly traveled and the safety of the driving public is there.
Now, rustic roads are lightly traveled.
Yes.
They're the back roads, but they're not necessarily gravel and dirt roads, right?
That is correct. Probably most of the roads now are paved, although there are some gravel or dirt roads on the system.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a rustic road and a scenic byway?
You can think of them as family members. Rustic roads, as you noted, are the back roads, the lightly traveled back roads. Scenic byways are more of a destination unto themselves. Currently, there are numbered state trunk and U.S. highways, and some examples are Wisconsin Highway 35 along the Mississippi River from Prescott to Keeler. Another one is State Highway 60, which goes along the lower Wisconsin Riverway. State Highways 42 and 57 in Door County, the northern Door Peninsula, and State Highway 13, the Bayfield Peninsula, the road that follows Lake Superior. And just last week, State Highway 55, all the way from Langlade to Nelma, the Michigan border, and there was a loop of 70 and 32 completed their first step of the application process. So these roads are longer. As I said, they're destinations unto themselves where they have a menu of things to do for the traveler, and they can hold a lot more traffic, anything from motorcycles to trucks to grandma and grandpa and their oversized RV trailer.
Mm-hmm. So you could be on a scenic byway, but with a rustic road very close by.
Yes. I thought of a couple of cases of those. Nearby, there is Rustic Road 110, and that is with the towns of West Point and the towns of Lodi. And to get to it, you can travel State Highway 60, which is part of the Lower Wisconsin River Road.
Well, we will see if our listeners have any more questions about Wisconsin's rustic roads. Or what I'm really looking for is a favorite rustic road drive, a really scenic, beautiful drive, maybe filled with fall color at this time of year. Do you have a favorite rustic road drive that you'd like to recommend? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joining me is Bill Martins because this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive, the very first day, the very first hour. Listeners provide the single largest piece of our budget at Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's why your gift is so important. To encourage your gift today, your pledge of any amount will be automatically entered into a drawing for an iPad. So make your gift of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and our goal for this hour is 35 pledges by 7 o'clock. 35 pledges. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step further to meeting that goal and, of course, one step further to funding the programs you depend on.
In just 1 month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network. When you support Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge, you're essentially making all of these conversations possible. So take that simple but powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Of course, you give to WPR to support the programs, but today, this morning, this hour, as an added incentive, we have something really special for you. It's the Wisconsin Chat Pack. I love this. This is so cool. It's this set of cards. It's about the size of a deck of, you know, playing cards. Mm-hmm. And they're about the great state of Wisconsin. They've got each one has a trivia question on there or a fun fact or some sort of a question designed to provoke discussion about Wisconsin. So it's great for car rides. And like I said, it's small, so it'll fit easily in your purse or in the car or whatever the case. And that gift can be yours, the Wisconsin Chat Pack, when you make that pledge of $120 or more. That's about 10 bucks a month. So ask for it when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, I was looking through the cards yesterday, Bill, and I think it's really appropriate that we're talking about driving the rustic roads of Wisconsin during this hour. And this is the hour that we always celebrate Wisconsin life or Wisconsin culture, Wisconsin travel. And this particular chat Fat Pack is something that you could bring along with you in the car. I saw one of the questions was, describe the most scenic drive in Wisconsin. And so that was one of the questions. And
that could be a long debate.
Yeah, right. You know, I have a lot of favorites, but it's very appropriate for this discussion. And it's something that if you love Wisconsin or you want to have some conversations with your friends and family, it's a nice thing to have at a party or in your car. So do make that pledge of any amount to help Wisconsin Public Radio. Make that pledge of $10 a month or a $120 pledge if you would like the Wisconsin Chat Pack, your thank you gift during this hour. For your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, every time you listen to WPR, you learn something, whether it's about the news of the day or a personal anecdote, history, pop culture. You know, there's always something interesting going on.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio reminds you that life is interesting and that you never want to stop learning. That engagement that you feel when you listen, that's worth your support. And that's important because your donation makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You might appreciate WPR for the good it brings to the whole community. For you, WPR is personally important, but you might also feel that it's important to everyone in the state who has access to high-quality information and entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of $5 a month, $10 a month, and you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. It's easy to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's us. We're persistent. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you can become a sustainer with your gift of any monthly gift of $10 a month, perhaps, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. But that $10 a month pledge is $120. And with that pledge, we can say thank you with the Wisconsin Chat Pack.
We certainly can. Yeah, we were just having a little fun with these, talking about, you said you saw one that was about, you know, the most scenic drive in Wisconsin. I saw one so the Wisconsin's license plate has the dairy farm and a couple of other symbols. What would you put on the Wisconsin license plate if you could design it from scratch? So put the WPR logo on there. Why not?
I think
not?
We should.
Why not?
Wisconsin Public Radio is an important part of Wisconsin. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the kind of fun stuff that's in this Wisconsin Chat Pack, which of course can be yours with a gift of $10 a month, $120, and you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And before we wrap this up, remember that everyone who pledges today will be entered into a drawing for an iPad. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just a reminder, we're looking for 33 more pledges by 7 o'clock, so you can help us out with that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Don't forget to be entered in that drawing for that iPad as well as the gift for the Wisconsin Chat Pack. Again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I need to mention that you do not have to pledge to participate in the drawing for the iPad. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So enter by sending a postcard or How about making that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll be automatically entered into the drawing.
And if you're not already a sustainer, become one right now. Just set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That sustaining membership is just, it's so convenient for you, and it provides reliable funding for WPR, so it's a great thing to do, and you can take care of that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, thanks very much, Bill. We will talk to you in our next half hour. Back now to our discussion about Wisconsin Rustic Roads with our guest, Jane Carolla, who is the Scenic Byways and Rustic Roads Coordinator with the Department of Transportation. Do you drive Wisconsin's Rustic Roads? Where is a great one near you? 1-800-642-1234, a different number to call in and be on the air, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk at WPR.org. And we do have a caller with a recommendation for a rustic road. Donna in Edgerton is with us. Hello, Donna.
Hi.
Do you have a favorite rustic road?
Yes, I do. Snake Road in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Oh, what makes it so nice?
It is a beautiful road. Every season, it's just wonderful. During, you know, you mentioned fall colors. I make a trip there, try to every year during fall colors because it's so beautiful. There's horse stables. It backs up along the Wrigley Estate. So it's just full of trees. It's all different kinds of different types of trees and stuff. And people, you know, there's cars pulled up along, parked along the streets, taking, you know, the road there, taking pictures of the beautiful trees and stuff. It's gorgeous.
Sounds
great. It's been my favorite since the 70s. I just love that road.
So it's Snake Road in Lake Geneva.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm keeping a list and I'm checking it twice because I'm planning on taking some fall scenic rustic road drives. Jane Carolla, have you been on that one?
I have not, but I have heard many nice things about it.
Yeah. So you must maybe hear some feedback from state residents or others who travel the state's rustic roads. Are there some more popular ones or ones that if somebody called you up and said, I'm visiting Wisconsin just for one day, where would you send them?
Well, I would probably tell them that roads like children or pets have their own personalities and they're special for different reasons, and to look at the rustic road book or the website to read the descriptions and to see which one resonates with them.
That's a good answer. Very diplomatic. but it's true. I guess it depends on what, you know, if you really want a spectacular fall color drive, I'm sure they are all over the place. But I don't even know if they're rustic roads. I do. Door County has just that is a scenic byway there. It's not a rustic road. Is that right?
That is correct. Well, highways 52 and 47 in the northern Door Peninsula are a scenic byway. And there are a couple of roads, rustic roads that are accessible from that. I believe the number is Rustic Road 38 and 39 go by the Cana Island lighthouses.
Mm.
And so that is a very nice one. Probably any of our northern routes would give spectacular fall colors. I really don't think you could go wrong with a drive on a rustic road and colors and sceneries. It just depends more on whether, you know, you're really like agricultural vistas or water views or just what you find particularly aesthetic or attractive.
Now, I did take my Tell Joy Where to Go assignment the last weekend in September. My September assignment was to drive the Great River Road, which is a national scenic byway, and you mentioned it. That's Highway 35, is it, along the
that
Mississippi River?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely beautiful. I only took a short portion of it. I didn't have time to do the entire route. But I know we had callers who were calling in saying, you know, on your way home, you should take this route or that route because they are rustic roads. So you can combine the trips. Is there something that you might, a rustic road that's connected with the Great River Road that you might recommend?
There is one that I can think of offhand, and that's in southwestern Wisconsin. Potosi, Wisconsin, is close to the southern end of the road, and the southern end of the route. So you can go to Potosi, you can look at the National Brewery Museum, and then take Rustic Road 99, which goes along the Mississippi River. And there's also a newly built wildlife outlook that is nearby as well that was funded with the National Scenic Byways program.
Sounds wonderful. What was the name? What was the number of the highway again?
It was road? Rustic Road 99.
99. Okay, well, I'm going to make a note of that, too. We're going to check news, and then we'll be back, continuing to talk about rustic roads in Wisconsin and asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay with us. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashpen, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Wapon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State, Manners, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air.
This is a Wisconsin Rustic Roads edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, and we'll get back to our discussion about some of the most beautiful scenic drives in the state, especially with all the fall colors popping. And we will take your calls about your favorite rustic roads in your region of the state in just a few minutes. But first, Bill Mertens joins me because this is the first day of our fall membership drive, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make a pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 25 pledges by 7 o'clock, so a little less than half an hour away. To those of you, 10 of you so far who've made that pledge, thank you very much. If you haven't, well, help us stay on track during this very first hour of our fall membership drive by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we are here to ask for your support of the programs you enjoy, and your support makes these programs possible. You are the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget, but we have a couple of added incentives during this hour. With your pledge today, this hour, your pledge of any amount, you will automatically be entered into a drawing for an iPad. So make that pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your pledge automatically enters you into the drawing for this nifty iPad. But if you make it a $10 a month pledge, something else, Bill.
I was going to say, but wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. So that pledge of $10 a month, $120 for the year, will get you this snazzy Wisconsin chat pack. I love this. This is awesome. It's about the size of a deck of cards, and there's all kinds of, well, each card has a trivia question or some sort of a thought-provoking question or a fun fact about the state. And it's a great way to kill time on a long road trip, or maybe you're going to go camping or hiking and you just want something to do. It's a really simple thing that can be entertaining for quite a while. Enjoy. I saw kind of a fun one during the break I just wanted to share real quick. So okay. This is one of the examples on the cards. The National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward is shaped like a muskie, right? You've probably seen it.
Yep.
So if you could build a structure in any shape you wanted, what shape would you choose, and what would be the purpose of that building?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so I don't have an answer for that right off the top. It's one that you got to, you know, think
oh,
about.
Oh, I do. A giant cat for a humane society. How's that? the Wisconsin Cat Hall of Fame.
There you go. Would you give him a name?
I have a cat named Ray. I also have
Ray,
a dog named Lady, but I mean, that's the first thing that came to mind. But
sure. Well, that would be fun.
It's not exactly Wisconsin focused, but it doesn't have to be.
We'll put it in Wisconsin, and then we'll have that covered. So anyway, that's one example of what you'll find in the chat pack, and that can be yours for a gift of $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Remember, your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and the entire community. So do give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I'm not originally from here. I'm from Florida, and huge fan of Wisconsin Public Radio, a regular contributor. We didn't have anything even remotely close to it in Florida, and from what I understand from a lot of people who call out of state, there isn't anything like it in the country.
That's right. This is very unique, special to Wisconsin. Nowhere else in the country will you find a talk show network like the Ideas Network. And very proud to be a part of this pioneering public radio service. If you, too, are proud of this radio service, if you listen on a regular basis, if you would... don't know what your mornings would be like without this particular program, that's a clue you ought to donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your support during this fall membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of any amount. And remember that any pledge of any amount, you will be automatically entered into a drawing for an iPad. Just a little extra push to the phone for you to make that donation during this first day of the pledge drive.
Yep, so there's the iPad, and also if you make a pledge of $120 or more, that's just $10 a month, you can ask to receive the Wisconsin Chat Pack, which we talked about a couple minutes ago. This great deck of cards with Wisconsin trivia and fun facts and fun thought-provoking discussions on it. Perfect for driving on one of Wisconsin's rustic roads, perhaps, which I know you're going to be talking about some more in just a few minutes. So that can be yours, again, for a gift of $120 or more. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, well, looks like we need 23 more pledges to reach our goal by the end of this hour. You can be one of those 23 pledges. Help us stay on track. Help us get off to a good start on this first day of our fall membership drive. Again, you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I see that 9 of those pledges that have come in so far this morning are from new members, which is always kind of nice to see and see the WPR family grow there. So thank you very much to those of you who have made that pledge. Also, don't forget to consider becoming a sustainer, because not only will that make it more convenient for you, you won't have to remember, oh, do I have to make a pledge this time around? You're covered. And it's easier for us as well, because we know we can depend on that generous financial support from you. So you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, here's just a suggestion. You can become a sustainer. Pledge $10 a month. It can be automatically taken from your bank account or charged to your credit card. $10 a month is the $120 pledge, which will entitle you to this gift, this Wisconsin Chat Pack gift that we are offering as our thank you during this hour. And it'll automatically enter you into that iPad drawing. So chance to also win an iPad if you've been hoping for one of those. Plus, you're helping pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. And that's the most important reason to pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2550. 52.
All right, we're getting there, Joy. We need 20 more by 7 o'clock. So help us out and reach that goal. Help us reach that goal for this very first hour of our fall membership drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Bill. We will talk to you at the end of the hour. Let's get back now to our discussion about Wisconsin rustic roads, and we thank our guest, Jane Carolla, who is the Scenic Byways and Rustic Roads Coordinator with the Department of Transportation, for joining us during this hour and for standing by as we ask for your support. We do also ask you to recommend a beautiful scenic drive on a Wisconsin rustic road. Where is a wonderful rustic road near you, or can you recommend one anywhere in the state? Is there a road you think should be designated a rustic road? You can nominate a rustic road to get that special designation, to get that special brown and yellow sign and be put on the map to preserve the beautiful scenic drives in our state. 1-800-642-1234 is our number to call in with a rustic road question or recommendation. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Jane, what is the, do you know the oldest rustic road in the state? Was there a very first rustic road?
Yes, Joy. They're numbered sequentially. So, Rustic Road 1 is in Taylor County. Rustic roads are really an interesting program. I call them a Wisconsin original. This was a very innovative idea back in 1973. If your viewers are old enough to recall them, there weren't a lot of scenic programs. And there were a few scenic drives, probably mostly by word of mouth. But this was one of the first programs that I am aware of, and it was one of the first programs to have criteria about what a rustic road should have. And just real quickly, you know, lightly traveled, low volume, features in combination with each other that would set them apart as unique or distinct. And it's also one of the longest running state programs. It's been running continuously since 1975, when that road in Taylor County was first done. But even more amazingly, myself as a rustic roads coordinator, or the 10-member volunteer board that considers these applications, can't nominate or submit a road for consideration. That is because of local support from residents and governments that this program keeps on going.
Yeah. So do you know if there are some applications waiting to be considered?
I do not have any pending right now, but last May, Rustic Roads 113 and 114 were added to the system. Rustic 113 is in Oconto County, and it is between Highway W near highways near the town of Mountain and going north to the town of Lakewood. Mm. And one of the unique features on there is a fire tower that folks can travel to the top. And the last one is Rustic Road 114. It is in Rusk County, and it is the first road in Rusk County, and its claim to fame is it's in the scenic Blue Hills area of Rusk County.
Very nice. Jerry writes, I have a first edition of the Wisconsin booklet noting the Wisconsin rustic roads. We are working on putting a been there, done that check mark on each chapter and location. And he adds, this is great fun. What a great idea. So there is there a booklet we can still get today of the Wisconsin rustic roads?
Yes, there is. There is a booklet available. Folks should go to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, dot.wi.gov, and search Rustic Roads.
Yes, and I think we have a link. I know we have a link to that website on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Jerry, thanks for that idea. Fred in Wisconsin Rapids is with us. Hello, Fred.
Hi. You pushed me over the edge and got me out of bed to make a telephone call.
Good.
I could nominate a road to be a rustic road. A couple comments. Number one, do you keep records as to what is the shortest rustic road in miles and what is the longest rustic road in terms of mileage? And then in terms of what I would like to nominate to be a rustic road is a road called Trout Creek Road, which just the name makes it want to be a rustic road.
That's true.
But where that's located is just north of Amherst. It's just north of Highway 161 and can be reached off of County Trunk A or Key. And why I love it is it goes through the glaciated area of Portage County. The trees overhang the road, which makes it gorgeous, and Portage County does not cut the trees, which really adds to it. And it's a biker's paradise, and then all the little roads around it, like Hotbed Road and Wasrud Road, which have Norwegian names, are wonderful for bikers. So I would love to see Trout Creek Road become a rustic road, but I have a feeling the people living on it would prefer it not have that.
It draws attention to it, and, yeah, you'll have more competition for it.
Well, I've looked for years for a piece of property on that road, and what did finally come up, I couldn't afford. So I'm age 71 now, so it doesn't look like I'm going to be living on Trout Creek Road. But in any event, it's just a gorgeous road to drive down and the surrounding area around it, too.
Well, Fred, I really appreciate you getting out of bed and making that call. It sounds like Trout Creek Road is a beautiful road in Portage County. I think there's more information on how to nominate a road on the DOT website. But what about his question, Jane, in terms of do we know if keep records as to the shortest and longest rustic roads?
Not officially, but probably one of the shortest roads is Rustic Road 69 in Columbia County. That's 3/4 of a mile. And it is goes along the historic Portage Canal and has the old Indian Agency house on there, as well as access, I think, to the a hiking trail. And then one of the longest roads is in Florence County, and that number is Rustic Road 74, and it's close to 40 miles.
Wow. Well, before we let you go, is there, I'm just going to ask, they're not all country roads, because some are near cities, like the Lake Geneva one that a listener called in about. That's it's not exactly a back country road, is it?
No, but most, I guess one person describes it best. He says, I love taking rustic roads because I never know what gem I'm going to find. Mm. For instance, one of our newer rustic roads, the first rustic road in Oconto County, 109, starts actually at the city limits of the city of Oconto, but very shortly after, it's very rural, and the local residents refer to it as Wisconsin's Everglades because of all the wetlands.
Wow.
So there can be rustic features in a nearby urban area.
I get it. Well, this has been really eye-opening, and I knew these rustic roads were around, but I didn't realize the scope of this program, and I really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Jane Carolla is the Scenic Byways and Rustic Roads Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Checking our weather forecast for today. Mostly sunny, very mild. Highs will be in the low to mid-70s. Stay with us. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we will talk with two of Wisconsin's U.S. representatives. We'll hear first from Republican Reed Ribble from the 8th Congressional District, and then after 7:30 we will hear from Congressman Mark Pocan of Madison from Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. We'll talk about the shutdown showdown with our guests coming up after 7. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. You provide the single largest piece of our budget with your contributions. That's why your gift of any amount is so important right now. And to encourage you to give your gift today, your pledge will be automatically entering you into a drawing for an iPad. Make your gift now of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Joy, this is kind of encouraging here. We only need 8 more pledges to reach our goal, and we've got 5 minutes to do it. So thank you to those of you who have made that pledge. If you haven't, well, let's take care of that right away and reach that goal in our first hour of our fall membership drive. So you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if it's not clear to you yet, you decide the amount of your pledge. It's completely up to you. Every pledge is appreciated. Every pledge helps pay for the programs that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. When you give $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge, you can ask for the Wisconsin Chat Pack as your thank you gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Chat Pack. It's a great thing to have on long car trips or if you're just going to go hiking or camping or you just need some stuff to talk about here. It's about the size of a deck of cards, and each one has on it a trivia question or a fun fact about Wisconsin or just something to provoke discussion about the state. For instance, when out-of-state people meet you for the first time, what is often the first question they ask about Wisconsin? Usually it's like, is it still snowing yet? Or
something like that. How cold is it?
Yeah. Exactly. So that's the kind of fun stuff that can be yours for that pledge of just $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we thought this was a nice way to say thank you for a pledge during this hour, because this is the hour each week when we really do focus in on Wisconsin life, something special about Wisconsin. Every Friday from 6 to 7, we talk about travel or food or culture or fun things to do in Wisconsin, things like the Rustic Road Program, which we just talked about in this hour. And this is a Wisconsin-focused thank you gift, something that you can take on that drive on that rustic road. So make that pledge of any amount to be entered into the iPad drawing. Make the pledge of $10 a month. You will not only be entered into the iPad drawing, but you can ask for the Wisconsin Chat Pack as your thank you gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 8 pledges in the next couple of minutes here by 7 o'clock to reach that goal of 35 pledges for this first hour. So we need 8 of you to pick up the phone right now or go online, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and make that pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Not only will you be eligible for an iPad, and who wouldn't love an iPad, but for your gift of $10 a month, you can ask for that Wisconsin Chat Pack. So WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, we have just a minute or so in this hour, and 8 more pledges to go. You can help us do that by making your pledge right now. Get us off to a great start on this first day, this first hour of our fall membership drive. Join April from Oshkosh, who pledged and says, I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every morning, and I really appreciate the quality stories and all the news coverage. And thanks to Patricia from Colgate, who says, Wisconsin Public Radio is the salt and pepper of my daily life. I depend on it to keep me informed and asking more questions. Thank you, Patricia and April. Won't you join them at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Joy, I think we're going to do it. We need 6 more pledges here, and you can pledge through the news break. So we'll throw that out there. Actually, 5 more.
Yay.
So awesome. We're getting there. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And wouldn't it be great to hit that goal this first hour?
It sure would. And it's really important. Your pledge is so important to Wisconsin Public Radio. Make it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks for your support.